This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Pitkin County Open Space and Trails is looking for input on how to make the Rio Grande Trail more user-friendly by adding things like bathrooms and benches. The county wants to add and improve nodes or trailside pullouts for resting between Aspen and Emma. They're conducting a survey to see what kinds of improvements like water fountains, educational signs, and shade structures trail users want. Pitkin County also wants input on how to improve trailheads, if signs need to be replaced, or if they should add amenities like dog cleanup stations or map kiosks. The survey is available online through the end of the month. Aspen firefighters want to protect neighborhoods from wildfire risks. Elizabeth Stewart Severy reports, last month the Aspen Fire Protection District launched a new program to assess dangers in the Upper Valley.
Aspen firefighters are completing curbside assessments of every property in what's called the wildland-urban interface, those places where human development is close to wild lands. Fire Chief Rick Ballantyne says that's about 90% of the Aspen Fire District. The assessments are part of the Wildfire Adapted Communities Program. Each property will be given a general wildfire risk score, and officials will then create public maps showing fire danger. Ballantyne says he hopes the project encourages residents to take proactive steps to protect from wildfire. Because many wildfires spread from home to home, Ballantyne says it's important that neighbors work together to minimize risks. Maps and initial evaluations could be completed by the end of the summer. Elizabeth Stewart Severy, Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.
A proposal to ban abortions at 22 weeks in Colorado is one step closer to being on next year's ballot. The proposal would allow abortions after 22 weeks of gestation if a pregnant woman's physical health is endangered. Representatives of the Secretary of State's office, the State Attorney General's office, and the legislature's legal office approved preliminary wording for the ballot last week. Anyone who disagrees with the decision can appeal to the board before Wednesday. Colorado is one of seven states without any time limits on when women can get an abortion. Proponents would need to collect at least 124,632 valid signatures from registered voters to get on the 2020 ballot. This is Aspen Public Radio News. I'm Zoe Rome.